Good evening, flesh wound fiends. We're gonna, before we get into the jovial portion of the show, as we always are, we wanted to take the time to say rest in peace to a member of the community who passed, a legend, the Monster Man himself, Cleve Hall, somebody who I've met. His photo is hanging off in the library somewhere. Really nice guy. Sad to see him go. I know a lot of people know him from the Monster Man series, but had an amazing career and generally, genuinely great guy. Really was. So you will be sorely missed, Cleve.
Yeah, I ran him a couple of times, and he was always super nice. Him and Constance. So our heart goes out to the family, Constance's family, and this is a big shitty situation. And we love you, Cleve. We'll miss
Yeah,
you.
absolutely.
definitely.
Having said that, we're gonna talk talking horror tonight, and we're talking
Horrorish.
it's but we're talking fun. So I am Daniel Shine, that is producer Todd Loya.
What's up? You better introduce
And
Evie.
that, well, yes, of course. The special guest star of the night, the killer bong herself, Evie. And that is Pugs Dredd.
Namaste. What's up?
Bong free tonight, but he's got the cool backdrop as always.
I had to
So
tell
it's
Dan not to
green.
do the bong voice for us on air because, can't get away with that in 2021. You're not, yeah. You don't want to get Apu'd again.
Yeah, thin ice.
There we go. There we go. No, I will not. I could not. I could never fill EB's shoes. So we're here tonight to talk some Full Moon, specifically the first feature film, Gingerweed Man, with this character, the first
Well,
standalone.
the first,
But
yeah.
speaking of which, Todd has some history to catch up.
Yeah.
Todd, school us in that 420 full moon knowledge.
All right. Well, actually, we don't start there because we're talking the entire Evil Bongiverse. I don't even know. We don't have an official name for it. I don't know. But it combines multiple worlds. I think I might even could have included a couple more, but it all starts off with the Ginger Dead Man, one of Krueger's favorites from earlier from Christmas. Very non-Christmas movie. Well, this introduces us to the Ginger Dead Man. And no, I forget Robin Sidney's character name in that, but who comes up later because she's also in Evil Bong as Luann, the crazy girlfriend. Of course, this one is Tommy Chong and introduces us to
Yeah.
Evie. And has Larnell and Rabbit, which are characters throughout the series. So that's our introduction. Also got some cameos from Tim Thomerson. I know, Dan, you said you're not a fan, right?
You know what? I became less of a fan as that series went on. I don't hate Evil Bong. We'll get into it. I mean,
Yeah.
stoner stuff, it's hit or miss with me
No.
sometimes. It just depends.
And then
I do not partake in the Evil Bong.
we'll just say the universally pretty much the best in the Ginger Dead Man
Oh,
series,
absolute.
Passion of the Crust. See, Dan, you said we should do a franchise show now. I kind of want to, even though I just watched all of these. For I
I am
realize
him.
it's like my third time. I've watched these movies more than I think I have. Because every time a new one comes out, and half of them are like an hour long, so this time I did the evil everything, the whole run. Although I didn't watch Ginger Dead Man because we just watched it earlier. So, all right. Then we go to King Bong. That was the one you were talking about, where they go to
I
see
haven't seen that.
this is see I won't say Kruger might like this, but they go to an island, sort of like Kong Island, and there's the King Bong and Ebi's there. We have the further adventures of Larnell and Rabbit. And oh, I forget Amy Paffraff. It's her first entry in this.
Oh, yeah.
So this is probably it's probably the best entry in the series. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's close. Okay. Followed up by then. Oh,
Yeah.
Ginger Dead Man 3. And the first thing Dan's probably saying is, why isn't that the Full Moon DVD? That's the fucking Echo Bridge one.
And it's actually on a Blu-ray set, too. So that one is.
It is, and I have that, but I didn't grab that out. That's why I'm okay with the Echo Bridge one. I wanted more of them, but so this one, we're back in the disco era. So it's the time-traveling Ginger Dead Man. But all right. So, but wait, what's next? Shit. Okay, yeah, sorry. I had to make sure I had these two in the right order. Because now we get to one I like quite a bit. Evil Bong 3, The Wrath of Bong, but Evil Bong 3D, The Wrath of Bong is... Unfortunately, it's only an anaglyph, but I want a real 3D Blu-ray someday. The effects, the pop-outs are really good. Another one, we have Lauren L. back and Rabbit, which are like pretty much the through line throughout the series. This one, they find a space bong, so, and space weed. So Dan, look, it's sci-fi just for you. Do you remember this one? Did you like it? It's got Irwin Keyes in it in the beginning.
I believe I've watched at least through three.
We've reviewed.
I've watched all, but maybe the last one, I believe. They bleed together a little. I need to revisit them. I'm willing to do that. It just never connected the same way as other Full Moon stuff.
Yeah, I get that. And I should agree. I have the cereal box too, but I didn't bring it down. So I'm poor planning.
I think I need to see EB actually kill more. You know what I mean? Which I know is hard. It's a bong, but.
Yeah. And then the greatest versus movie of all times, bringing the two worlds together.
Ginger Dead Man. I haven't seen this.
Versus Evil Bong. I forgot how much I like this because we even get Robin Sidney because she has characters in both films. So she, you know, she pops up as both characters. They even have some interaction. So that's cool. It's just a fun, you know, combining the worlds. I mean, what else was there left to do but evil? and you know, with the budgets Full Moon has, they can make these entertaining. Because I haven't mentioned it yet, and I'm surprised Dan hasn't. They're all chock full of nudity. So, well, Evil Bong, Ginger Dead Man, not as much. But
yeah, which is odd. But yeah.
And then, okay. Now we're getting to the point where Full Moon started doing one a year. So every year, they, like clockwork, have been releasing one. So we start off first. Of those is Evil Bong 420, you know, very creative pop related name. And this one, Jesus, I just watched all these. This is the one where Rabbit owns a bowling alley. Yeah, so it's a topless bowling alley. So,
oh, even better. Fuck and, yeah.
Oh, wait, is that the next one? These get kind of confused. But okay, yeah, I think that's that one. So, and we're followed with that one with, yeah, okay. Jesus, this one. This is the one, okay. High Five. Evil Bong, High Five. This one, we're stuck in hell, I believe, or the Evil Bong
world. Yeah, that's, yeah.
So, and this is the, this one also has Amy Paffraff. No, this one does not. She disappears. Oh, Evil Bong. Yeah, I can't remember which one she disappears. But this one, we still have, this is the last one with Darnell and Rabbit's, of course, in it because I said he owns the bowling alley. And the last one with, that might have been his girlfriend. And this one might have Amy Paffraff. I don't know. Maybe I was enjoying the time of year too much. I don't know. All right. Then, see, I didn't include the other ones in here because I didn't need to. But this one, then all of a sudden we have a detour to Killjoy Psycho Circus because the characters from Evil Bong pop up in here. And Luann, even in this one, takes over Batty Boop's role as the fake Batty Boop. Doesn't take over the role because we still have a favorite on there as Batty Boop. But yeah, so she's like kind of the replacement Batty Boop because Batty Boop got too hard to keep in line. I don't know the way you want to put it, but so yeah, so we get some, and this is actually our last appearance, which is kind of annoying, but of the, you know, the original cast other than Rabbit, this is Larnell's his last one. So he's been, him and Rabbit are the through lines throughout the entire series. once I saw him on some like regular TV show, I was like, the writing's on the wall. But that's a fun one. I the Killjoy series on its own gets.
How do you rise above Full Moon, Todd? Come on.
Right? Okay. Oh, yeah, there's still more of these. So now we get Evil Bong 666. That's not what my tattoo is for, but so this one, this one we're 100% in hell. But oh, what's her name? Mindy Robinson. We'll just leave her at her name. Mrs. What is it? Mrs. Randy Couture. Bought the Evil Bong store, or bought the Bong store, and now she's running it, and lots of nudity and fun stuff. All right, last one. Okay, this one. Well, this is the big one. Well, not big one. Evil Bong 777. This is, they're in Vegas on this one. So the whole Ginger Dead Man, and this, but if you look right on the cover, there is the Ginger Weed Man. This is his debut appearance.
That's his debut one. Okay.
Yeah. So we don't have much. You know what? Actually, he does pop up in 666. But these two are like basically back to back, and like, yeah, the two newest ones, they get mixed up. Well, I do.
How was he made?
I don't remember.
Okay. I'm just assuming.
Again, I was watching these as they should be watched.
Okay. I'm assuming like it's something to do with Ginger Dead Man. Versus Evil Bong.
Yeah.
Them fucking or something.
Yeah, I think it's their baby.
Okay.
Ginger Weed.
But like he has a British accent or whatever, wherever the fuck he's from.
Yeah, I think there's more to it. I can't remember. Like I said,
I would like to take that journey though.
Well, this is all you have to watch to take that journey.
Oh my God. Okay.
Not intimidating at all.
I just did it. I'm willing to do it again. So that tells
you. Although a lot of those are short. So
yeah, like that's the one thing. I was like, oh, I'm not going to get these watched before we talk about this movie on Friday. And I got them all done in like half a week. Because the last like at least half of them are like an hour. That's
I like
it.
That.
That's... Which the one we talk about tonight's just under an hour. So that's it. That's how we get to here. This is from the Bong to the Gingerweed Man and the Magic Nug. But I guess we should probably talk about the movie now. I mean, any questions that I could answer me?
No, I was going to say.
Where did he get the beanie?
He stole it from a little dog. Okay,
perfect. All right. So I should say again, Full Moon split this into two parts, but
it'll be up as one part soon. Yeah, normally a little bit, because I know they still have the last one we covered in two parts. So
absolutely. So Ginger Weed Man runs a successful dispensary delivery service catering to a wide array of wacky clientele. But when he gets charged with protecting little baby Buddy, a mysterious super strain weed dude that is wanted by every bad vibe in the city, mad misadventures follow. This new comedy adventure offshoot from Full Moon's hugely popular Evil Bong franchise, or the Bongiverse, as Todd said. And I should say this is directed by Brooks Davis and, of course, written by good old Charlie Band.
I do want to say, I think, you guys will be able to answer this better because, probably Pug's the best. Can you watch this without it watching all like 13 of those movies?
I think so. You're good. You can capture the gist of it.
I did. And I was brought up to speed fairly quick.
Yeah. Minus
knowing how he was made and stuff. But other than that,
yeah.
I thought in the beginning with the little nug, we were getting an origin story or a new one. So I wasn't exactly sure where we were going when we started. So,
yeah, this also. I mean, there's a story, but
did you read the description? Did you?
Pretty, yeah, I did. It's pretty thin, though. I mean, you know, this is kind of one that you can jump into, and you're good. Right. You really are. So if that's a little,
but if you want to really, you gotta watch them all.
Yeah,
you know, I am curious enough to take that journey, Todd, so eventually I will catch up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what, we should have another one next year for 420, so maybe that's the time we do a You got a year to watch them.
All right. That's fair.
So yeah. So the first part's 27 minutes and I think 22. So, you know, you're not looking at a long commitment for this. And I think that's, again, perfect length. Not everything has to be 90 minutes.
And watching them, it felt very episodic, especially when we get to the hour ones. Mm. So I think that makes them nice and breezy to watch.
Yeah, and it works fairly well with this. Some other like film or other things like the Critters thing where they released like, I can't remember, like 5 minutes. Didn't quite work that well.
It worked well once they were put all together.
Yeah, once they were together, it was fine. But certain things like this is fine. You can watch this in two parts if you want to, and it would have been cool.
Yeah, the way I was curious how they were going to end it, and I think they split it up really good.
Yeah, no, they did. They definitely did. So this is just ridiculous, fun shit from beginning to end. You get a particularly hilarious sex scene with the ginger weed man. A lot of gratuitous nudity and
he has toilet. Good taste in women, at least at the beginning.
he does. A lot of
I do like the fact that it's a different one every night, and then she makes a point to say that. I'm like, get it, ginger weed man.
A lot of gratuitous nudity and toilet humor. In fact, he kind of almost looks like a ghoulie, so I thought seeing him sitting on the toilet in that one scene was like a funny little maybe.
It would have been funny if a ghoulie popped out.
That would have been really freaking cool, honestly.
Then you would have had to watch all the ghoulie movies to get the whole... Because there was one other thing. The one in Vegas, I was like, is this at the Haunted Casino? I've watched that one. It's so long. So I was like, do I need to add that into the Bongiverse?
Dead Man's Hand. Sid Haig was in that one.
Yes, he was. But not the same casino, I don't think.
Did you pop when he was playing the drums on the girl's ass and you saw the strings?
Oh, my God. The strings were the best. I'm going to say this. It might be kind of weird because it's been an odd year, but I think Full Moon has killed it this year.
They're kicking some serious ass, but like entertainment wise, I have no complaints.
Corona Zombies, the Barbara and Kendra Save the Tiger King.
If you are a Full Moon fan, though, I got it.
Well, no, let me finish. Yeah. Well, see, I'm gonna get to that part. Barbie, the Storm Area 51. They did the Resonator, and then this. I mean, they're all fun. Here's the thing. This year, their stylists, I feel like this is a new era. We've had the Paramount era. We had that post-Paramount era that's produced a lot of good stuff that people have slept on. Then we have, like, the Evil Bong era, where they're a lot similar. But since this year, it feels like a different era because the humor's totally different. It's closer to Trauma than it is Full Moon at this point. And which is why I really like it. This one, oh my God, I loved it. I was surprised. I was worried because it's better than like a lot of the recent film. I was laughing hard.
It's kind of like a cartoon for adults in a weird way. That's how, maybe to the uninitiated, but
it kind of made me want a live action Mr. Hankey. Not to say that he's like Mr. Hankey, but like now I see it's possible. So back to Trey Parker. I know you guys are busy doing other shit, but come on.
Yeah. Oh man. This one, like I said, it's a certain kind of humor. Which, needless to say, this title, you know whether this is something you'd entertain or not. You know what? I got one minor criticism. I don't like the voice for Ginger Really? Weed Man. Something feels off with a British
You know what
accent.
It is? I'll tell you exactly what it is for me. It channels Elmer. I love that.
I get that, and I might very well be alone on this, but something about a stoner having the British accent just doesn't work for me.
British
stoners.
I was going to say, I know British stoners.
It just makes it sound a little more classy. Yeah.
But if that's not inspired by Elmer, when I say Elmer, for those unaware, from Frank Hellenlotter's Brain Damage.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Again, a little bit different.
I like the accent, man.
You know what's funny, though? I'll tell you this. I didn't like it in some of the Evil Bongs, like the first one. It wasn't until this one I fell in love with it. So maybe it's because I had a couple movies for it to grow on me. But yeah, this one, I was shocked, my
introduction to him, and I found the voice lovely.
Maybe because he was a minor annoying character in the other ones. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He was like, I want to see EB and I want to see the Ginger Dead Man. Who's this fucking?
Well, this dude's a pimp. He's fucking slaying tail every fucking night where the love of his life comes in. It's like, okay, this hoe needs to leave.
Right.
He's pimping. Ginger Weed Man's fucking awesome. I thought this movie was a fucking blast. In and out, under an hour. I watched both parts. I waited so I could watch both parts. But yeah, easy breeze. I was chuckling through the entire time, and I want to see more Ginger Weed Man. I may even like him more than the Ginger Dead Man. He made that big of an impression on me. I liked it a lot.
I don't know about that. You can't be
but Dan, you forget there's like another seven movies besides those three with Ginger Dead Man. So you can't just judge off part two.
No. Like I said, this is a breeze. It's not. Oh. I may have worked a little less if it were a 90-minute movie, to be honest.
You know, and I did this. I didn't even show the cover during the description. So there it is. I mean, if you see that cover and it doesn't appeal to you, you're probably right. You may not want to watch this.
I love that he has this little delivery bike there.
Oh my God. When he was delivering the weed. Oh yeah, we should say it's not a spoiler. It's the Ginger Weed Man's delivery service. So it's very of the times. So I know when they started out these goddamn things, weed was illegal. Now it's like, I think it was the third one there in a dispensary. But the one thing I did want to mention, this is the first one like in this shared universe where we don't have any other characters we don't have Rabbit pop up or any of the other. We don't have any of the other. I don't want to give anything away but we don't have like a character through like we've had the other ones. So, which is fine because it's totally a standalone movie and you don't need to interweave everything. So I liked it.
Yeah, no, it works. It does. It puts a smile on your face. And I think, look, I know not everybody's going to like the Corona zombie and all of these things they've done. But Full Moon did a really good job this last year of putting a smile on our face and putting out content when, you know, it was very difficult to do so. So kudos to Full Moon. You know, Charles Band gets criticized a lot for different things. But, hey, smile on our face when we needed it. So
he's kept... you know it, and as they're slowly coming out of that and shooting like Full Moon movies, it's that like Resonator was I was warning Art Kruger how bad it could go. I mean,
because I didn't think they had the money. That was the thing. There's certain things they don't have the money for anymore.
They made it work.
They made it work.
You know what? They leaned in like with. And this movie in particular, they leaned into their weaknesses. Well, we can't have a beautiful fucking animatronic fucking puppet. Fuck them. Give them strings. That shit's funny. And, you know, what's the best way to put it? They hid, well, like ECW used to do, they hid their weaknesses and, you know, really pushed up what was good about them. So
I'll take it. ECW is awesome. This movie was awesome. They lean into what they're good at, I guess.
Yeah, which is weird because it's like trauma now. I don't say that in a bad way.
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, more trauma will make the world a better place. But I do think I see where you say that, Todd, because I feel it too. Like they're merging into one, so that's fine.
Yeah. They're like as weird as this sentence going to sound, they're like a more PC trauma. they're not like pushing that envelope like trauma still likes to do. There's no sideways vaginas in this.
No. Well, yeah, not the, yeah. But different kind of edgy. Like I've always said, I really admire that specifically. Like a lot of people consider The Quality to have died after Castle Freak. I disagree. I think late 90s into the early 2000s, up to Ginger Dead Man 2, I still think there was a lot of really cool, really unique, really weird stuff that Full Moon put out that I still love to this day. I mean, such a big part of my childhood, Empire and Full Moon. And I don't think a lot of that post 95 stuff gets enough attention. Did the quality decrease? Like a motherfucker it did, but
no Paramount money.
But I do think there was a lot of good stuff. Yeah, that some of the stuff on the what was it, Shadow Entertainment, the sub label, you know, some of those were not so great. But even I can find label? Some. I believe it was Shadow is what they were called, the Urban label. I think it was Shadow.
Oh no, because I forgot. I had a different Ginger Dead Man that wasn't. Didn't say Full Moon. I can't remember if that was the Shadow Entertainment one.
Like Ragdoll, stuff like that obviously wasn't as on par, but
Dan hating on Ragdoll.
I do a rewatch on some of those too. I think we'll have some more Full Moon stuff in the to be dated, but
yeah,
I'm always down for Full Moon.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that on our Lawnmower Man show, arcades one, and we have Shrunken Heads hitting Blu-ray, so
we will definitely cover that. I've keep your eyes out for some more Full Moon content for us for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Time to bring the Junior label back and finally do Prehistoria.
Yeah, Prehistoria was a huge video hit.
So huge. You know, yeah, you know, we haven't done a Junior in a while. We should. I know Kruger was already down to do that one, so
yeah, we'll date some of these guys. So keep your eyes out.
Yeah.
Is Full Moon returning to form? I can't go that far yet. They've it's still a challenge getting movies made now. But
I don't think that's fair because you can't really return to a form of different film that era of filmmaking. Anyone can't. It's a different style. It's. We're never going to shoot on film again. Because, yeah, companies like Full Moon are the ones that suffered that are doing mid-budget or, I guess, lower.
Yeah, upper lower.
But Well, no, they were doing upper lower budget stuff before. Now they're doing just shoestring budgets, it seems like.
Hey, you give me the the quality of Hideous, the Creeps, you know, Blood Dolls, which please put that on Blu-ray.
Asked me about that one the other day. It is in high definition or widescreen, I'm pretty sure high definition, on Full Moon streaming.
So which tells me it's got to be coming. So Full Moon.
Well, yeah, you've been saying that for the 2 years I've told you it's been.
I know. It's got to be.
But I'm not complaining. They're giving us some Emmanuel. Which, you know what? I was going to bring this up, but since we're talking Full Moon generally, what did they rename the one Emmanuel, Dan?
Oh, shit. I have the Blu-ray and it's not. I don't have it handy. There's so many different titles.
It's not out yet, Dan. How do you have the Blu-ray?
I mean, pre-ordered, but
Sentient Jerky.
White Slave Trade,
No. You know what? I'm going to look, talk amongst yourselves, because I have a point to make.
they have been putting out some really cool, some Klaus Kinski stuff on Blu-ray. They've got that Jess Franco film that a lot of people forget that Mark Hamill was in coming out.
Which one's that? I didn't even know that one.
It's that World War II movie. They have, some Paul Naschy stuff that they put out. So Full Moon's actually putting out some pretty cool stuff, not Full Moon stuff.
All right. That I found it. It's Emmanuel Black Velvet. Now, is this me reading into too much about the politically correctness of the day? The original title is, Dan will know, is Black Emmanuel, White Emmanuel. So you think that's a little too...
I don't think they're big enough to have to worry about
but that. Is that them worrying about it? Because it's never had... I've never heard the Black Velvet title, like, ever. Like, on any of the renames.
See, I'm not sure because, again, a lot of those have different titles. So,
it's a case where why wouldn't you use the name that everyone knows?
Yeah, I don't know. That's interesting. I don't have an answer for that.
I suspect it has something to do with the race aspects of it.
It could be how it shows up on like an Amazon or something at this point too. That's possible. I don't know.
Yeah, but
I think the name Black Velvet is cool. But
yeah.
But hey, I don't care what
don't
you
lose
call
it for
it.
PC bullshit. Lame.
As long as
I don't know. That's just my. I'm just. I suspect that. So, Charles Band, correct me if I'm wrong.
Right. Where's okay, the? Well. You know what? I better behave.
Pops
I'll censor myself.
All right, but yeah, what was the other one? Hold on, I'll tell you right now. The other one is oh yeah, Emmanuel and the White Slave Trade. Well, it does say White Slave Trade, so maybe it's not. Another Klaus Kinski movie, Love of the Monster, House of the Cruel Dolls.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Night of the Eagles. That's the other one.
There you go. That's the Mark Hamill one.
Which that and Shrunken Heads are the next two up. So.
I'll buy anything from Full Moon on Blu-rays. Keep hammering them out.
Do you have Blade, the First Reich?
I do indeed. Yeah, not. I need Seven. I do have to. I should have got.
It's funny because every time there's a sale, I have to like go double check and make sure
make you don't have that.
But now, Evil Bond Collection is complete. So
there you go. So guys,
we're almost now. I need Ginger Weed Man.
And Full Moon stuff will be coming. We will have more Full Moon stuff because there's just so much to cover. Any closing thoughts, guys?
I think you should check this movie out. It's in. You're in and out. You have a good time. Have a couple laughs. Whether you're high or not, up to you. They suggest you probably should be.
what do you rate it? Because we didn't technically.
Oh yeah.
It.
How many hits?
I'll go 4 hits. I liked it a lot. So,
Dan,
I will go 3.5 hits. It's entertaining, not for everybody, but man, it put a smile on my face. It's Ginger Weed Man. Come on.
I'm 4.5. I really like this one. Like, I liked it a lot. I'm not going to say I was influenced, but and
you may not have taken the suggestion of the credits.
I listen to instructions when it comes to movies. I like to, you know, fulfill what the director wanted. Now, here's my one complaint. I got to do it because I did it before. So we need a real one, like one that you can actually smoke out of, not one with a hole in the middle.
Is it still an issue, like with the mail for them for that? Yeah. Like, you know, certain places it's legal and certain places it's not. But there definitely have been like people selling bongs back when it was illegal everywhere.
Well, yeah, so. And Tommy Chong went to jail for that.
Yeah.
It's like the whole Extreme Associates thing. You don't want to ship to certain states.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
you'll get a real one eventually. But that's a cool looking prop. I'll be honest, looking at
I wish it was full size. It's funny because I didn't even know I had it. Now I'm just like trying to figure out where to display it. And maybe not when the kid's here.
Well, you made it work for the. He doesn't know what it is yet. You're good. It's
still breakable.
That is true. I have.
That's the one thing. Yeah, it is. I like because I have the. Go ahead.
I have like the Ginger Dead Man and Ghoulies figure, resin statues, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
So absolutely. We're going to cover more.
So you had the Ginger Weed Man, Ginger Dead Man, you didn't even bring him out?
I didn't because I'm organizing some stuff and I didn't know exactly where he is. But we're going to have more. So he will make a cameo.
All right.
He's not as big of a prop as that, though.
We should put that on our Instagram. That'd be fucking awesome.
Todd. Absolutely.
There you go. You too, Dan. Can take a picture.
Yeah.
I will. Absolutely. I got to get on the gram. So guys, be sure to. I'm trying. I'm not on Instagram yet. I'm trying.
Yeah, the gram, my bad.
Yeah, that's
what the kids say.
That is exactly what the kids say.
Exactly.
You're a TikTok.
I'm an influencer, so you know I.
You're a groomer, yeah.
That's fucked up. All right, so like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell here on YouTube. Also, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Early, original, exclusive, uncensored content. It all starts at just $1. We've got a lot of new stuff and a lot more new stuff coming up there, so check it out. And fleshwoundfeatures.com.
And Pug, take us home. Follow us across all the social media bullshits and interact with us as much as possible and as much as you want. Please and thank you. So with that being said, gentlemen, let's get the hell out of here. Dan?
Guten Tag.
I'll shine.
And I'll see you in Disneyland.